Welcome to 15 Minutes in the Word with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Keeping God First. There is much in life that competes for our attention, but there is one who wants to be first before anything else. And when we make Jesus the center, everything gets better. Be encouraged today as Joyce shares how we can pursue God first and grow a deep, satisfying relationship with Him. Now, here's Joyce with today's teaching.
Don't be devoted to God only in hard times. Now, this is such an important section of this teaching. Don't be devoted to God just in hard times. It is so amazing how people can turn the television off, say no to their friends, and I mean seek God when they've got a disaster going on. But what happens as soon as God solves your problem? Right back to the same old stuff. The Israelites did this over and over and over and over and over. You read it and you think, how could they be that dumb? Hello? They wandered around in the desert 40 years trying to make what the Bible says was an 11-day journey. Are you getting this? How long are you going to go around and around the same stupid mountain? God's not going to change His mind. Do it His way. Make Him Lord over everything. Stop reserving these certain little things for yourself and then telling Him how much you've sacrificed. If He's not Lord of all, He's not Lord at all. Some of you cannot even imagine how your life would change if you would just start giving God the first 10% of your income. And I know full well that I'm sitting here looking at a whole bunch of people who don't tithe, because we know the percentages of people who do and who don't. And Lord only knows how many millions are watching by television that you're just about ready to turn me off right now. Well, just lay down the remote. You flip two more channels over, I'll be there anyway, so you might as well just stay here. Amen? I'm just trying to help you. Get God in the position that He belongs in your life. And it's going to be hard for a while. Let me tell you something. You're going to have to die to self. Your flesh is going to go through some stuff for you to do this. You're not just going to go home and this is going to be easy. You are going to have to discipline, 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 discipline. Do you know what discipline is? It's doing what you don't feel like doing, but you know is right. I'm going to say it again. Discipline means that you do what you know is right, even though you don't feel like doing it. You're making some serious headway when you don't have one feeling supporting you, but you choose to do what's right to honor God. Come on now. Let me say it to this side. You're making some serious progress when you don't have one feeling supporting you, but you know down deep inside what God wants you to do, and you do it just to honor God. I found out a long time ago, I don't have to feel like it, I just need to obey. Amen? Deuteronomy chapter 8 is such a wonderful chapter in the Bible, and I'm not going to take you there and read it all to you just to save some time, but man, I've lived that chapter. It's one of my favorite chapters in the Bible. It starts out saying, I have led you these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and to prove you, to test you, to see if you would keep my commandments or not. See, there's two tests that we have to pass. How we act when we don't have anything and how we act when we do have something. Seek God when you're in trouble, but seek Him also when you're in prosperity. Seek Him in hard times, but seek Him just as avidly in good times. Amen? Paul said something wonderful in Philippians 4 when he said, I have learned how to be content. I've learned how to be the same, whether I'm abased or abounding. Whether I'm in need or whether I have plenty, I am the same. It's awesome when you can say that. I seek God the same if I got a problem or if I don't. I seek God the same if I have a need or I have no need. I seek God the same if I'm prospering or if I need a financial miracle. I seek God the same if my kids are in trouble or if my kids are doing everything I want them to. You don't seek God to get something. You seek God because of who He is. Seek His face, not His hand. If you seek God's face, you'll find that His hand is always open. But if you seek His hand, you're going to insult Him. Do you know that God can get insulted? Did you know that? He's a person, not like we are a person. But He's a spiritual being. He has a personality. He has feelings. The Spirit of God can be grieved. Jesus wept. We can make Him sad. We can make Him happy. We can make Him proud. We can make Him disappointed. I want to live for God's glory. That's what it means. It's not just a song we sing. I want to live for His glory. I want Him to be proud of me. I don't want to make Him ashamed. I don't ever want God to be sorry that He gave me the privilege to do what I'm doing. Obedience is the proof of our love. Putting God first place in all your decisions. Jesus said in John 14, 15, if you really love me, you'll keep my commandments. The Bible says that we should lay our life down and not be selfish. And we should reach out to other people. In John 21, beginning in verse 15, Jesus said to Peter, Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know I love you. Well, feed my sheep. What was He really saying? Get your mind off yourself and do something for somebody else. You don't need to spend all your prayer time with your list of 25 things that you have to have that day to even stay saved. I challenge you to spend more time praying about what you can do for somebody else. You want to have a major transition in your life? You start asking God every day, God, what can I do for somebody else today? Show me something today that I can do for somebody else. Put a hurting person in my path. Let me be a blessing to somebody. What do I have that I'm not even really using that I could give to somebody else who would be blessed by it and who needs it? Start being aggressive and living a giving lifestyle. Don't wait for God to have to send three angels and two trumpet blasts and four people to prophesy to you before you'll give away that piece of junk you're not using anyway. Did you ever think instead of selling your old car to give it to somebody who doesn't have one? Did you ever think instead of selling that old furniture to sow it into somebody's life who don't have it? Well, I need that money. God gives you seed. There's never a time in your life when you don't have something to give. There is never a time in your life when you don't have something to give because God is a seed giver. He gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. And if you want to sow, you've got seed. You've got seed in your house. You've got seed in your closet. You've got seed in your pocketbook. Just because you've got your money earmarked for something else, that doesn't mean God won't ask you for it. Well, that's my vacation money. Well, big whoop. God gets into every pocket I've got. I've just about learned, don't even save up much money because if I keep it too long, God will get it. Amen. Lord have mercy. He said to Peter the second time, Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know I love you. Well, feed my lambs. What's these? You know, I never really looked at these scriptures this way until yesterday. And I don't believe that I'm taking them at all out of context in what I'm saying here today. I really believe he was saying to Peter, well, if you love me, then forget about yourself. Get your mind off yourself. Stop telling me everything you want and lay your life down to help take care of other people. Feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. Help me reach the lost. Help me reach the hurting. Peter, I need your feet. I need your hands. I need your mouth. I need you fully submitted and committed to me because I've got some things that have got to be done in the earth and I can't do them without you. This is not all up to me. God needs you. My job is to train you so you go out and do the work of the ministry. I'm not doing this just so you can come to a seminar and get one of my t-shirts and get a set of tapes and go home and feel like you're spiritual. Well, I have all of Joyce's tapes. And I have all of Joyce's books. I've even got a Joyce Meyer Amplified Bible. Well, what are you doing to help somebody? If you're not doing anything to help anybody, you haven't heard anything I've said. Come on, when's the last time you did something for somebody? Everything that you sow, you'll reap. I'll just tell you this to make my point. One of the things, you know, Dave and I, when we were young, and they had all of our children, one of the things that we couldn't hardly ever afford to do was eat out. And when we did, we'd have to go to the cheapest places where all five of us could eat for 12 bucks or something. And we had a man and a woman come along one time. Dave actually met this guy playing golf. We have a bird in here. Praise the Lord. Okay, now listen. And so Dave met this guy on the golf course, and him and his wife had some money, and so they started kind of habitually taking us out to eat on Sunday. And that just meant so much to us because we never got to do things like that, and that was just such a special treat for us. So Dave and I said, as God prospers us and we have money, we're going to pay for people's meals in restaurants and give people the money to go out and eat. So very frequently when we see especially a young couple in a restaurant, we'll call the waiter over and pay their bill and just send them back a note, Jesus loves you. And we like to do it anonymously and not even really get into, you know, how wonderful you are, because that's not what it's all about. I just like to do that. And I have a revelation on giving. I'm afraid not to give. Actually, you want to know the truth, I try to give something every day. That's kind of my goal. Every day, I want to try to bless somebody and give somebody something. And so we have a lot of people pay for our meals out in restaurants. And I just thought that probably just happened a lot just because I'm a preacher and a lot of people know me. But I was talking to a man a few weeks ago, and he said, I am with preachers all the time. As a matter of fact, we were out eating with him. It's Dr. Colbert who writes in our magazine. And we were out eating with him, and we got ready to pay the bill, and they said, oh, somebody's already taken care of it. And he said, you know what? You beat all I've ever seen. He said, I am with preachers all the time. He said, I've been with just about anybody that you could ever think of to be with. And he said, you're the only one that I go out to eat with regularly, and somebody's always paying your bill. I said, oh, come on. That happens to everybody. He said, no, it doesn't. He said, I'm telling you the truth. I've never seen that happen to anybody that I've been with, at least, except you. Well, you know what that just said to me so plain and clear? You reap what you sow.
Thanks for listening. God has an amazing plan and purpose for our life. It's greater than we can imagine, and it all begins with putting Him first. When we keep Jesus first, we enjoy more peace, receive His direction, and He even helps us enjoy ourselves and those around us. So if we want to truly enjoy our everyday life, let's begin pursuing the one thing that matters most. For more resources from Joyce, visit joycemeyer.org.
Get your daily dose of encouragement with the Joyce Meyer Ministries app. Catch up on 7 days of Enjoying Everyday Life episodes. Grow deeper in God's Word with the daily devotional and question of the day. And enjoy all your favorite teachings from Joyce in your digital library. Find all this and more with the Joyce Meyer Ministries app. Search Joyce Meyer in your app store and download it today.
The Bible, our instruction book for life. Spending time in God's Word will change our lives, but consistent and effective study can at times be challenging. That's one reason why Joyce is here to help. At joycemeyer.org/Bible study, you'll find ways to make your study time come to life with helpful resources, study suggestions, and encouragement from Joyce. Get the most you can out of your time studying God's Word with Everyday Study. Sign up today at joycemeyer.org/Bible study.
Thank you for listening to 15 Minutes in the Word with Joyce.